Lismoch rak al Hashem. To rely only on Hashem. B'siyata Dishmaya, Yerushalayim, Monday the 18th of Teves. A communication with Binyamin. Good evening. I am very happy you came, because my heart is very heavy on one hand. On the other hand, I am full of hope for the future, but it will not be easy. And now, starting this week, we are beginning the great Yerida, going down, which will bring the Aliyah, the greatest going up. But it is not simple. It will be very difficult, because before us lie such difficult situations that if we knew precisely what was going to happen, we would be so afraid that we might, chas v'shalom, lose our trust in Hashem. So therefore, I will only begin to tell you a bit about what is going to happen. I know that our generation has gone down a lot, and the living example of this Yerida comes from the United States. The Jews of America who dip in the materialism has brought this Judaism, this Yiddishkeit, that for the most part pray for the golden calf, not the Kodesh Baruch Hu. From there, it has spread to the entire Jewish world and the entire Haredi Jewish world, including here in Israel. Every place with a little different taste. But one thing is clear. The Yerida has been very sharp. And if the Geula does not come in the near future, I do not see the next generation of Jews being Yerushalayim. Even if the parents are Yerushalayim, but the attraction, the pull of this world is so strong that I don't believe that in one or two generations there will be any Jews left that resemble what they should be like. We know from Rabbi Chaim of Tzanz, of blessed memory, who said that the last Golus, the last diaspora, will be in the United States. For this reason, Rav Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, got up and went to the United States to save the Jews. Baruch Hashem. He opened the yeshiva in Lakewood, and his son, Rav Schneer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has continued this together with his wife, and they built a glorious yeshiva. But today, even this is not what it was. Even this cannot educate a generation, the next generation of real Yiras Shamayim. A few individuals may come out of there, but everything has turned into materialism. And if Lakewood is going in this direction, then everyone is going in this direction. Maybe here and there, there is a small place that is holding on tight to the principles of yesteryear, the Yiddishkeit of yesteryear. But concerning those Bachrim who want to fit in with society, there is not much hope. And in the entire world, we're suffering from this. Here too, in Eretz Yisrael, they have established the state of Israel, the final solution of Judaism, quote-unquote, Hashem Yishmor, to have a secular state, a state like all others. And they have almost been successful. What bothers them? A few poor Jews. Jews who want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jews who do not always have someone to lead them, but they are real Jewish neshamas. Jews who fight these Zionists who want to bring them down to the abyss. And there are a lot of machlokos here, a lot of discord and dissension, everything against the truth. The Rishaim have infiltrated the Haredim, and they have drafted Haredim to fight against those who stand for the truth. There are tattletalers from all direction against the people of truth. Lies have filled up everywhere. Most of the Haredim learn in schools like Beis Yaakov, Chinuch Atzmai, etc. Chadarim that get some money from the Medina, or Chadarim who the Medina makes demands upon. Some Chadarim are trying to survive on their own, but economically this is almost impossible. And there are a few idealists who try to send their daughters to small schools that try to raise their daughters the way things should be. If not, they bend to the universities, which are called Beis Yaakov. Universities from kindergarten till the age of 18. This is the way to get a degree, the degree of the Rishayim, which is pulling the Jews down. Man needs education, they say, because the education of people like Shara Schneer, may she rest in peace. No, that's not it. That's not real chinuch. Chas v'shalom. Chinuch, like the matriarchs, that's not chinuch. The chinuch of the Torah, it's not enough in the eyes of people. So they want, if you want to make money, you have to work and raise a family you need a lot of money, and you need a degree, etc. The Haredi world is full of lies. How else could it be? We have just a few tzaddikim, but Gedolei Hador, we do not have. The tzaddikim, some people are trying to confuse them with selfish questions, questions that were never asked, questions which are even a question. What is left? Only to connect directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we have Siyata Dishmaya, we might find a tzaddik, a man who lives life the way he should. But usually he cannot direct us, because if he wants to be clean, he himself needs to cut himself off from society. Therefore, we must understand that this is the end. There is nowhere to go. There is no one to speak to. Only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directly. We do not have Gedolei Hador. They have left us, all of them. We have Tzaddikim, not Gedolei Hador. Therefore, now the dangers are great. But, together with this, Hashem has given us more than He has given any other generation. The capacity to reach straight towards Him. Any Jew that wants to come to Him directly, could. But he must be careful and not get confused, because a lot of people go to Rabbanim and they try to mix them up until they say what these people want them to say. Sometimes they say things because they're afraid of problems. People could make problems. But those who really want to get close to the truth could go straight to the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, we can benefit greatly. Chassidus Breslev has brought his Bodidus back into the awareness of the Jews. Therefore, many people who are searching for the truth go in this direction. But you don't have to be Breslev to do his Bodidus. You don't need a specific formula. You just need a broken heart and a desire to do Ratzon Hashem. You need a desire to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you need. Hashem will draw us to Him and help us reach Him if we approach Him with tamimus, with wholesomeness. It's very interesting that in a generation which is so not wholesome, there are many people who are wholesome tamimim, and they are searching for the truth. There are people who are involved with Olam Hazeh, with this world, and yet they have remained wholesome. There are people who are tzmimistic and want the truth and only the truth. Therefore, we, Am Yisrael, we must take our families and come back to the truth. We have to close ourselves in. It is impossible otherwise. As soon as we go out to the street, as soon as we get involved with everyone, we get their filth and we get their lies. When we go into the streets with tamimus and we see all these advertisements, etc., or in America or Europe or anywhere where the goyim and the terrible things that we hear about, even among Jews, Hashem Yishmor, it is impossible to run away from this. And the yeshivas, what about the yeshivas? They are in such a difficult situation. The Bachrim are involved with the worst things possible. Yes, there are some good Bachrim, but yet, something is superficial. Something is too generic, and it's not reaching the depth. Not everyone. There are good Tmimistic Bachrim, but they need not to mix in with the others. They need to be careful at all times. This is not simple. Now, if the Bachrim leave these places, from all these so-called good yeshivas, nobody wants to marry them because they become different people. If you don't go to the regular yeshivas, so-called mitzvah yeshivas, there are no shidduchim. If the girls go with shawls, etc., nobody wants them because they're different. It doesn't matter that our imahos used to go this way. Yes. In the last 200 years, or a little more, in certain places, the Haskalah movement has caught most of the people and has ruined them. But even these people, the people who went to their deaths inside the ghettos, inside the concentration camps, they sang, they said Shema Yisrael. And that tells us that the Jewish neshama could go down, but in 1 second could go back up. We do not like hearing these type of words that I am speaking about, because our generation just wants to have pleasure, music, to jump, to fool around, even among Haredim. But now, life is beginning to be more serious. In Europe, in the United States, people don't want to hear about this. It's too scary. It's scary to think that they might die. What are they afraid of? Everyone's going to die, eventually. But having to change, to let go of materialism, because soon there won't be any materialism. The materialism is leaving. Don't you understand this? All the investments, all the homes that you are buying, it will all disappear. The United States will disappear. The United States is on its way. Europe will disappear. England will disappear. You do not understand. You don't get it. You don't want to get it. You are waiting for your countries to tell you there's danger. What should they say? Get ready. Buy food for 5 years. Learn how to plant to grow food. Look for tall mountains so the 600-meter tsunami won't reach you. Nonsense. Yes, of course you could prepare some water and some food, or a little more than some, but only one thing will save you. Emunah bitachon in Hashem. Bitachon that Hashem Baruch Hu does only what's good. If it's not pleasant, if we must suffer, it's only for our benefit. It will bring us only good, to bring us the greatest feeling that possibly could be without the Gashmias. The United States, oh, the center of Gashmias, the capital of the golden calf. There, everything will crash completely. Nothing will be left. It will be a destruction that is difficult to understand. People don't want to know about it. Yeah, the Goyim, some are preparing. And they are telling each other, before anything else, make peace with your God. The Goyim are telling their people, the Christians, the where are the Jews? Why are the Jews saying this? Because the Jews don't want to know. The Haredim don't want to know. Except for very few. In England, people are sleeping for many years. In Europe, even after Hitler, they don't get it. They just don't get it. Here too, people don't want to understand that this state, who established it? Rishayim, they're all Rishayim, these leaders, they did it to make us into a state like all other states, to bring us to the religion of the Goyim, or with no religion. And they're getting close to it, very close, but Hashem won't let them. He won't. They will fall. They will disappear. And for them also, it won't be easy, because they will understand what is happening and why it's happening and what their end is. Shem Yishmor. Am Yisrael, I say again, I'm speaking for many years. I am asking you, please come back to the truth. You won't always have food. You won't always have a place to sleep, but you will have eternity. Eternity. Do not worry. Just like Hashem took Am Yisrael out of Egypt, just like he saved Am Yisrael from many difficult situations, he will save us also, those who show him that we are his children, we want to do his ratzon. He will save us. Do you understand? It is written down also. Why do you believe some Schwarzer or some Trump or some idiot? Don't rely on any one of them. Don't rely on Trump. He will not save you. He won't. Even if he has a daughter who is a so-called Jewish, or a son-in-law, a so-called Jew, it will not help. Won't help. Only being close to Hashem will. Get ready. Those who are in Chutz La'aretz, soon there will not be any money, there will not be any materialism. Just like the Jews in Europe lost everything, it didn't matter what they had. At the end, they went naked to the gas chambers, Shelo Nida. All the wealthy ones, that's how they went. And what did they have? What saved them? Shema Yisrael. That's what saved them. And now the same thing. There will not be gas chambers, at least not in many countries. However, in the United States, there are camps that are built to hold people. It is written down officially in publications, but the materialism will not be. You will not know where to get food. It doesn't matter what you plan out. I do not know exactly what, but they want to kill most of the people in the world. And they only want to take a certain number of people, slaves, that they need. And they have beautiful bunkers inside the ground, very deep. They think that there they will be saved. But they won't be saved. They won't. They will die. All the Rishayim will die. Only a few people will be left in this world. I repeat, yes. I am scaring you. I know you don't want to hear. I want to scare you because it is scary. And if you don't want to know, that's your problem. But if someone wants to know, if someone who feels that, wow, this is a sign that the Geula is coming, I want to be part of this. So come. If you can come to Eretz Yisrael, come. This is not what the Satmar Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, taught at this point, not to come to Israel. This is not what he meant. In general, the Medina is going to fall. May Hashem watch over the real Jews who are here. I want to say again, the United States will fall. Great cities will fall. This materialism, this Gashmias, which depends on electricity. If civilization depends on one thing like electricity, it has no way it can exist. We must rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on electricity. But we, people, a lot of Jews, for sure the Goyim, rely on electricity. And this is absolute nonsense. Am Yisrael, come back to the truth. Don't be afraid. It says clearly that Eretz Yisrael will not be affected. And 2/3 of the world will disappear. They will be badly hit. 1/3 will be very hit very hard. And the other 1/3 also hit hard. And one will not be hit. And Eretz Yisrael is in the 1/3 that will not be hit. Therefore, what do you believe in? In our prophecies? Or what else? I don't get it. What do you believe? You, Haredish Jews, you don't believe we got out of Mitzrayim with a miracle? Don't you believe there were 10 plagues? Each one was a greater miracle than the others? No. I have nothing to say. Whoever does not believe doesn't believe. Nothing will help. Nothing. But those who do believe that we went out of Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with great miracles, we will survive. I am asking of every real Jew, come back to the truth. Come back. The truth is only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only with Him. The end. Questions. Do you think the next few days there will be some tense situations in the world? Or the tension will be below the surface? Answer. Soon we will see astounding things. Very scary, but don't be afraid. It will be difficult not to be afraid, but don't be afraid. When people finally see and understand what is waiting, that things that will happen that will tell us we might die, suddenly there will be panic everywhere. But we don't need to panic. Don't get into panic. The Jews in every place in the world, any Jew who can come to Eretz Yisrael, don't worry about shiduchim for your children or anything like this. The world cannot exist for more than a number of months. We see things falling apart, the confusion, the situation that we cannot rely on anything, for sure not on hospitals and not on doctors. This is a great danger. We cannot rely on the army, Tzahal, that goes against its soldiers. Who can we rely upon? The government? Come on. The government? They go against religion openly. I just wonder what Haredi Shadrush are doing there in the Knesset. Why don't they fight? Who is fighting? A few Avreichim who go into, get involved with different types of problems. They go into jail because they understand that anything that belongs to this state is pure sheker. And even the Chilonim see this. All there is here is selfishness. This is our modern civilization. Selfishness, that's it. People today are capable of doing things that we thought were could never be. Like a few crazy goyim. We thought only they can do these things. But now even our Haredim and the Chilonim for sure, they want to be part of this, the big world. And they go to Thailand and India and all these filthy places full of Avodah Zarah. But they come to Shul, Chas V'Shalom. Question, are you saying among our Kanoim, Zealots, there is Sheker? Answer, among our Zealots, for sure there's Sheker. Some are only Zealots, quote unquote, because they like action. Yes, some are tattletalers, and they get money under the table for their services. They're Ki'ilu, fake Zealots. Question. Most of the world say, you've been saying the same things for 20 years, so maybe there's a different way of saying things. Answer, I have a question. The Navi Yirmiyahu spoke for 80 years. They threw him into jail, to prison. Did he change what he said? I am speaking the truth. We try to speak the truth. People don't want to know. Even though that now, that the truth is coming out, the entire truth. Is anyone out there that wants to see it in general? Is anybody looking at the world to see what's really happening? I speak emes, that's it. To say precisely what will happen on this and this day, I cannot do that. I have not received these messages, so I can't. A person can look inside the Sfarim and he'll know exactly what's going to be. He doesn't want to look and understand. It is written in our Nevuos exactly what's going to be. The Navi speaks very difficultly. In a harsh way, all the Nevi'im, one thing is clear. It says in the end, it says in the book of Yoel, that in the end, any Jew who is in Eretz Yisrael, who cries out to Hashem to save him, who recognizes Hashem that he can do anything, will be saved. More, better than this, I cannot do. Question. Are people looking for a language that's used in the theater? Answer. We must learn from one or two generations ago. They experienced World War II. Before World War II, they didn't want to know. Hitler, Yamach Shmo, said exactly what he wants to do. Exactly. Smiling. So what can we say? How can we explain to people if this Russia said exactly what he wants and he had an army and he was a dictator and he threw out Jews And he puts them in prisons and ghettos. And they didn't want to know. If the hungry Jews, the Jews from Hungary, almost no one left Hungary when the Nazis were so close. It was for 3 years they could have ran away, but they didn't. They did not want to leave their homes, their business, their life. 80% left us in 1 year. 80% of Jews in Hungary. What can I say? What else can I say? The Rabbanim said, don't scare people. Yeah, I am going to scare people. They don't want to know. I'm scary? This is the MS. I only speak MS. A person does not want to leave the tail of a golden calf. What can I do? What can I do? I'm speaking to the neshama of the real Jews. The real Jews. He understands my words. He knows. A lamdan understands. But there are lamdanim, scholars, who don't want to understand. There are yeshivas that get money from the goyim. How could they understand the truth if they get money from goyim, from missionaries? Fact. This is not a secret. Question. Concerning coming to Eretz Israel, are we talking about days, weeks, or months? Answer. I know that they really want to make big problems in the near future. It seems that the star is very close. In the United States, people have begun to disappear. And other places also. People who had good jobs, not people who were kidnapped. It seems that they are beginning to fill up the bunkers. At least one witness saw this himself. He came to an army base, which was deep under the ground, with the merchandise he had to bring. He was a driver. And below, there was a luxurious place with buildings 7 stories high, very modern, full of soldiers. It seems that they are filling up these places. Therefore, I want to say that I think that it's a matter of months up to a year, a matter of months until it will come. This is what it seems. If we look at the natural disasters and the meteors, which they're not talking about them, but they have caused much damage in certain places, even though they're not talking about it. Look at all the volcanoes. It seems that the planet is suffering from this star, and it is very close. I cannot say when. It will be 2 months, 3, 9 months, I don't know. But I don't believe it'll be much more than that. It cannot be. The beginning must come before that. This is for sure. There are going to be tragedies now. There's nothing to say. Question. And many have seen the star. Answer. Correct. Many see it. No doubt. Question. In the Holy Zohar, at the end of Parashas Balak, it says that the star will appear for 70 days, beginning on Shabbos, which comes out on the 25th day of Elul. Elul, this coming year, this coming Elul, Shabbos will fall on the 25th of Elul. Answer, yes. This is quite possible. I don't know for sure. But the point is that everyone will see it. Now, some people see it. And some people see it even without a telescope. And some people were trying to say, it's not true, but they're wrong. It is real. Some people see it. Many people. Simple, good people who have no agenda. So it is real. Of course, the base is the Zohar. Question. Are there any other dangers lurking ahead besides the star? No. Or is it just the star? Excuse me. There are other dangers. In Eretz Israel, there are dangers. We are in danger all the time. But to leave Israel, it's not worth it. If you plan on leaving Israel, it's not worth it. Is it worthwhile to tell relatives and friends in Chutz La'aretz to come here as soon as possible? Answer. If they pay attention. They don't want to pay attention. They think you fell on your head. Look, 15 years ago, some people went to a child whose name was Chaim Vayel. Chaim said, now is the time to come to Eretz Israel. And they came with tamimus, with their families. Even though they did not have money, they settled here. They thought, this is it. And a month after they came, the Twin Towers fell. And they said, ah, we have reached the beginning of the Geula. And we are now 15 and a half years later. We don't see the Geula. But they have married off children. Other children have been born. And they don't have to start convincing their children to come to Eretz Israel. Because they are already here. They're not going anywhere. So they are in a much better position. In 1 second, all electricity can turn off. You can stop a plane from taking off. Anyone who thinks that they could go to America and to Europe and come back whenever they want will be stuck there if something happens. Just like when the Twin Towers fell, they pushed one button and not one plane took off. It's chaval to leave Eretz Yisrael even for a minute. If someone says, hey, but you're saying this for 15 years. Yes, it's chaval that 15 years ago you didn't come. It's chaval to leave Israel even for 1 minute during those 15 years. Once upon a time, people did not leave Eretz Israel because they understood that it's usher, except for parnasa or to get married. But now, for every wedding of a acquaintance, people run to Europe or America. In England, they leave the kids with someone and they fly to some bar mitzvah. Question, do you expect that Trump will try to do great things in the world? And I'm sure things will happen. I don't know what. I don't know exactly when it will be, but I know that they are planning big demonstrations with thousands of people. What will really happen, I cannot say. All I know is that whole cities will fall. Great cities, but not in Eretz Israel. Question. How? Atomic? What will happen? I don't know. But I know they'll disappear. Question. Tzaddikim spoke about London, New York, and Paris. Yes, Tzaddikim did say this. Do you expect a war between Russia and America? I believe yes. Because Russia, America, England, and Europe are all on the same side. It's all a show, a big play, the greatest show on earth. They are going to make conflicts. They don't care how many soldiers killed. The more the better. Now the Schwarza sent so many soldiers to the Polish-Russian border with nuclear missiles. So how could there not be a conflict? If you ask, what are they fighting about? Nobody knows. So how is it that people are saying that Trump is like Koresh? He speaks to the Jews with such friendship. Answer, people want to believe that he's going to save their institutions, that they can continue with life just like it was until now, that the yeshivas will continue, the Beis Yaakovs will continue, everything will continue. And that's why they accept him like this, with enthusiasm. But he's not like that, for sure. Don't rely on it. What? He is pro our Medina? The Medina? We don't want the Medina. What will he save? He is not a religious man. Not even a religious Christian. He wants to help the state of Israel? What does that have to do with us? Well, he'll send some more planes again and help the army. How that will help us? It was publicized recently that there are a few individuals that have more money than the rest of the world combined. Some of them are Jews. Correct. It is more and more concentrated by less people. The situation is very difficult. They are not Jews. They are Rishayim. Erev Rav, for sure. Maybe Amalek. What do you say about the demonstrations in the streets of Yerushalayim, about the imprisonment of 5 from girls in the army prison? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Our government is showing its ugly face. Baruch Hashem. Let people understand and be afraid. They don't do it to the kids of the Rabbanim, or the kids of the important Askanim, or all other important people. If they sit in the Knesset, then it's different. They look for these poor people to use them as scapegoats to incite fear. They're just trying to scare people. Yes, but the children of the Miyuchasim don't have to be scared. But a Gioris, people say, no, Gioris. Because it is, I'm not going to leave everything to be a Kanoi. You have to understand, people want materialism, but it's good that they're showing their cards. Because now Jews will say, until here, they've gone over a limit, and they will start resisting. I hope they will not decide to leave the country, because it won't be any better in Chutz La'aretz. Because, for example, every young person is getting money from the government in America. For example, in the camps they have in New York. There they go to sleepaway camps. But anyone who works with them could get more money from the government if he signs a few papers. What are these papers? It's if he writes and signs that he will go to the army if they call him up. People don't even know what they're signing on. All they know is they're getting money. What, in America, they have problems with the army? In the meantime, it's just volunteers. But this way, they have a list of the young people. They're always making lists. They are gathering information. So they will know where everyone is. How they can then grab him. Question. The Ministry of Education has said, has made known to every Talmud Torah that they will not get a license to run the Talmud Torah unless they follow the directives of the Ministry of Education for everything, including their plan of how to teach and what to teach, etc. No, finally. And where are the principals? Are they going to say, Ad Kan, we are making a strike. Enough. We don't want you. No. They're scared. Now the government is showing its true face. Question. Isn't it scary that there's no uprising? Answer. Yes, this is scary. This really is scary. Question. How could anybody know that the school he's sending his kids to is a good school? It's very clear. Anyone who sits and learns with his son or his daughter, look at the style of learning, for sure. Question. Oh, the great Rabbanim that have left us. Hashem has taken the tzaddikim. We knew this was coming. We don't even have one gadol ador, but we have tzaddikim. Question. Now begin the days of Shovavim. What should we have a chizuk in specifically during these holy days? I spoke and spoke, and you ask? Something is wrong. The answer is, get close to Hashem. That's it. There's no one to ask, usually. Just go straight to Hashem. To feel Him. To be with Him. Certainly, to keep on learning. To move ahead in learning Torah. But the main thing is to have a connection with Hashem. Because when there's a connection with Hashem, the world is different. We must have this connection. This connection is the reason for our entire life. There's nothing besides this. There's children, and there's a husband, and there's a wife. But, as I've said many times, the only connection which is real is the connection with Hashem.